Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we have our bulk mail center drivers out there delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the postal facilities. And then also our suicide jockeys out there delivering the gasoline and the diesel. That's Tom and his friends. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social. The handle is all the same, at Captain's America. And, of course, our Twitter account is at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning.
Good morning.
And before we get started and before we get the call from you-know-who, I want to congratulate the Colorado Avalanche on a very hard-fought series and a very, and by the way, that was a tough win last night for Colorado. That wasn't a piece of cake. And they laid it all out on the ice, and congratulations to them for winning that. And congratulations as well to the Tampa Bay Lightning for gutting it out. They had a number of players that were playing hurt there in the last period and whatnot, and they were out there doing their thing. So very, very good series. One of the roughest, toughest ones I think I've seen in quite a while.
Yeah, I'm happy for the Lightning. I'm happy for Tampa, but
yep.
Not quite enough.
Nope, they came close, but no cigar. Okay, let's talk about what we just were talking about, NATO. But the Secretary of State, Blinken, came out, and he's over there too somewhere, isn't he?
I have no idea where he is.
Right, well, I think they're in Spain is where they're at for the meeting of NATO. I know Biden is there. But Blinken said that the Russian airstrikes, the missile strikes on Kiev, were only meant to terrorize the Ukrainians. You agree with that?
Maybe. We just had our U.S. attorney, Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, over in Ukraine talking about war crimes.
Yep.
And how the United States is going to assist on all that, so forth and so on. And for Russia to come in, you know, day before yesterday and hit Kyiv, a high-rise apartment building, just adds to, you know, that whole thing. The conflict is over in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbass region. So
right.
what are we doing with, you know, striking Kyiv? So as much as I hate to say it, I think that there's some truth in what Tony Blinken has to say.
Yeah, probably. Now, there's something very weird going on in New York. It's not just the water. The Manhattan soft-on-crime DA took his spot in office. He got sworn in and took his spot. And right away, as he took over, about 150 of the New York City prosecutors, the DAs, assistant DAs, all quit. He lost 15% of his people in one day. And he doesn't have a bunch of people lined up the door wanting to come in and take their place. What on earth? I mean, I have heard the rumor about this guy, but have you paid any attention to this? And if so, what do you think?
You know, some. But, you know, allegedly, you know, Manhattan's got this cliche, one standard of justice for all. Well, that's clearly not where we are. It's clearly not what is happening there. But this Alvin Bragg cat, you know, he's a George Soros DA. And for them to lose that many attorneys tells us that the entire office over there, it's probably chasing down things that they shouldn't necessarily be chasing down. They need to concentrate on crime within Manhattan and Brooklyn. You know, not that Brooklyn's in the jurisdiction, but I mean, New York's a mess. So, you know, for some of these attorneys to resign, I'm fine with it. You know, sending them a message, but will the message work? I'm not convinced it is. But some people just, you know, good attorneys can't work under those conditions. They just can't do it. I mean, the same thing was happening with all the assistant DAs and lawyers in the George Gascon's office.
Yep.
in L.A. So, yeah, I mean, the entire country is turning into lawlessness.
Yep.
And we're not getting anywhere.
Nope. And, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, some amazing stuff that's going on out there about how the wrath of the whiners now with this abortion stuff is going off the deep end quickly. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way with Denise Simon.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch. When Captain
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS, he owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years right now. And they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. The car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? They can handle it all. And where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance on with your car insurance. That's condo insurance on with your car insurance. And oh, by the way, it'll save you a bunch of money. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And first of all, you just said something just before we came to air that's just mind-boggling. Tell me what you said Stacey Abrams said yesterday.
You know, she was on a Sunday talk show, and she came out and she said, a lot of women, after 15 weeks, still don't know whether they're pregnant or not.
Wow. Wow.
Well, first of all, I don't know how many periods a woman has to miss before she figures out that she might be pregnant. The second thing is that you can go to virtually any county, city clinic and get a free pregnancy test.
Sure.
Or you can go to the drugstore and you can get one off the shelf.
Yep.
a pregnancy test and take that test and you know, in the privacy of your own bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and determine whether you're pregnant or not.
Yep. So, Stacey Abrams, huh? Yep.
Yeah.
The woman who would be queen. She better stick to being
we're in a situation here where we're told for how long, follow the science.
Yeah.
Suddenly, we're figuring out that only women can get pregnant now, right?
Yep. Yep, I know where you're going. I know where you're going. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we got Mel from Saratoga Springs on the line there. What's going on, Mel?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Yeah, this issue with this Alvin Bragg, who is backed by George Soros, who is a Jew and a Nazi sympathizer back in World War II, who threw in many of his own people to the Nazis to be trained off to the concentration camps and eventually into the executions of the use of gas ovens and all this other real bad thing.
Yeah.
How in the world this guy who makes his living on chaos and destruction, how come this guy's assets are not confiscated or seized, and this guy, you know, thrown into prisons too good for this guy. He needs to be taken and carted off to the gallows and gotten rid of once and for all. For him to have a citizenship, I'm assuming here an American citizenship, this guy is going around just committing treason all over the place.
Yep.
I just don't understand why he's allowed to walk the face of the earth and share the air that I have to breathe.
Okay,
Captain.
All right, we'll give you an answer. Now, first of all, I totally agree with what Mel just said. This guy here needs to be deported. He needs to be defunded, however we can do that. He needs to be shipped back to wherever in the hell he came back from. Now, if they don't want to prosecute him, which is what it sounds like to me, they should at least bar him from coming into this country or doing business here. What do you think?
All right, well, it isn't all as simple as you guys are mm-hmm. saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First, Soros is a dual citizen.
Yep.
He doesn't spend much time in the United States at all. Money is free speech. As crazy as that sounds,
mm-hmm.
don't shoot the messenger here. But you can donate money to anything you want,
mm-hmm.
and that's essentially free speech. Okay, having said that, what he does is funds, well, his organizations, plural, inside Open Society, he just pledges money to put up there. Inside Open Society, for the sake of argument, let's say there's $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these ridiculous organizations come and they apply and they want some money. And he goes, okay, and they get approved. So it's really these organizations that are going to Open Society and asking for these monies. And, he has these causes that his family, including his son, that they fund. So it isn't Soros sitting around thinking, okay, I'm going to throw some money at this to destroy that and throw some money at that. No, it's actually deeper than that. And I will tell you that during the Obama administration, George Soros had free access, easy access, to the State Department all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And if he's not visiting, then he has so many of his people that are visiting. And I would also say that people that worked in various departments of Open Society are now hired out, and they put it on their resume for, you know, government slots and or
right.
Other organizations that the federal government works for. So the blame is far and wide here, and it isn't completely on George Soros. George Soros is just a banker.
Mm-hmm.
It's these people that are exploiting his money, and, you know, he's fine with that. And that includes, I would argue, certain law firms. Wouldn't it be interesting to see how many people in the Biden administration, for instance, used to work in one of George Soros's operations?
Right.
It's out there.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go over to the phone line one more time. Okay, Ian, what's up?
George Soros, real name is Grigory Schwartz. At the age of 14 in 1944, when the Nazis were withdrawing from Hungary, they were being pushed out by the Soviets. George Soros, Grigory Schwartz, and his uncle went around to the Jewish community because the Nazis wanted to kill some Jews on the way out. And they were turning them in for $14 a head, which was a lot of money back then. He admitted it in a 1992 interview with Steve Cross on 60 Minutes. It could be found on the Internet. Okay, he still runs the State Department. He has children, right. So you have to seize his assets all the way down to his grandchildren, or else you won't get rid of this parasite. Also, Russia has an international arrest warrant out. Let's turn him over to Putin. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you. Okay, that's a good point that he just made there, Denise.
Which one?
Turning him over to Putin.
If Putin wanted to get him, that's a big if,
mm-hmm.
he could. Let's not forget how many people have been poisoned all the way over to London.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Wagner Group operates worldwide, so if Putin wanted to get Soros, he would.
Well, it certainly allows for a lot of food for thought, and I don't have a lot of time to talk about much of anything else, except to say the mostly peaceful abortion rioters in L.A. attacked the police, including with a makeshift flamethrower that injured one police officer, burned him quite badly on the leg. Gee, Pelosi didn't have anything to do with that, did she?
They encouraged it.
Yep. Inciting the masses with their rhetoric. Yep.
Maxine Waters.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, I got to let you go because we got the military segment coming up here, but I will talk to you again tonight, same time, same bat channel, and I'll be in touch with you later. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check her out at her website, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our military and veterans news segment coming right up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Developing countries often lack the essential infrastructure to help navigate global shocks like a pandemic.
President Biden at the G7 summit, the president pledging $200 billion in U.S. funding for projects to help improve developing countries. Biden saying it's part of a G7 initiative to invest in sustainable projects. Protests continued Sunday over the Roe versus Wade announcement on Friday. A group of Antifa members wearing black clothing, hoods, and masks caused damage in Portland's Hollywood district Saturday night. The group breaking windows and tagging several businesses, including a pregnancy resource center. Portland police monitoring the crowd but not doing anything to stop the violence. Protesters also blocking busy freeways in Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out. Find out what it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has been in business for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, they have two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're just across the bay in Clearwater. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In both cases, you should ask to take the tour at one or the other of the campuses, whichever one you want to check out. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080.
2080. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And ask to take the tour. Now, with the tour, you could go to one school, you could go to two schools, whatever you want to do. Check them out. But you'll be able to talk to the students, number one. You'll be able to talk to some of the instructors, number two. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the money people in the student loan department. Now, if you are a veteran and your veterans' benefits are still there for you to use when it comes to education, they'll help you walk you through the steps, what you need to do. They won't do the paperwork for you because they're not supposed to. You are. But they will help you with everything you need and let you know what it is you need to get your GI Bill going. Now, they'll also tell you if you've used part of your GI Bill and you got somewhat of it left, what that'll mean for you too. And then you just apply for the basic education loan, and away you go. Okay. More money and more weapons and trying to fight inflation, which I don't know how you're going to do this when you got a bill like this, are in the brand new $840 billion defense policy bill. Now, more money to offset the cost of inflation, purchase new equipment, and provide additional support for allies in the Ukraine is all included in this. Well, we'll see how that works out, because the Ukraine has been a pretty regular visitor to the cash register, if you will. We'll see how that works out. By the way, you probably are all aware of the regulations when it comes to tattoos in the military. Well, now, hand, ear, and neck tattoos will be okay for soldiers amidst the recruiting crunch. In other words, they weren't able to recruit enough people, partially because they were okay to come in, but they had tattoos in certain parts where I just told you it's okay to have them. Unbelievable. The Army is no exception to having recruiting problems, as was the Air Force and the Navy. So they've made some changes, and we'll see how that all plays out. Now, amidst the growing trend of state laws that target members of the LGBTQ community, the Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force have all said that they have existing policies and procedures in place to help service members transfer to new duty stations if they feel unsafe or discriminated against where they're currently at. Also, House appropriators backed the White House plan for a Department of Veterans Affairs budget of more than $300 billion in fiscal year 2023, but there will be more transparency as to how the medical costs, which are driving up that total annually, are going to be handled. And there needs to be transparency with all of this, to be honest with you, because there's too much stuff that can go wrong. By the way, you've got till June 30th, those of you that want to become part of the Space Force. If you want to be considered for a spot in the Space Force this summer, get your paperwork done and in by June 30th, or it ain't going to happen. That's coming from the people in the Space Force. And Okinawa wants the U.S. base that's there further reduced, with the United States military presence growing more fear in the people there and of the regional military activity. Now, not to be outdone, there's been a lot of problems in Okinawa. Okinawa has got a bullseye planted on it right now. because of China, what's going on over there in the South China Sea. That's number one. Also, the United States is sending the Ukraine more rocket systems and other aid in a new package totaling some $40 billion in security and economic assistance, which was passed last month by Congress. That's going over now. And in case you hadn't heard, the United States will be sending 18 patrol boats to Ukraine as part of its continued aid to the country as the Russian invasion stretches into its 120th day. Now, the vessels that they're sending are typical patrol boats that you've seen elsewhere. Some are small, some are big, some are 47 feet long, some are 42 feet long, some are 35 feet long. But they have an array of what they're sending them. They'll all be armed, as they normally are. And they'll be out there patrolling pretty much the rivers and the shoreline areas of the Ukraine. Needless to say, they're nothing to go up against a bigger vessel. And finally, before I go to the telephone line here, just noticed I got Eric on hold. The Havana Syndrome victims are about to draw U.S. payments from the 2021 law that got passed with the mysterious ailment that they have. And that'll start. Maybe we'll find out more about that before year's end. I doubt it, but maybe we will. Okay, let me go to the phone line. All right, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Really kicking butt out this morning. Real quick, first thing. Are you serious about the tattoo issue in the military?
That's I am.
That's rhetorical. Yeah, I'm, that, are you serious? Is that for real? Is this Babylon B? That's number one. Number two, the almost $900 billion defense spending, right? It's like 840 and some change.
840, there.
Let's just say 900 because, you know, it's just the way things are. 900 bills for the defense industry. Okay, so historically, what took us out, the United States in particular, and the West in general, out of the depression of the 1930s that was precipitated by Democrat policies coming out of the 20s? War. We are going to war in Europe yet again over Ukraine, who violated Minsk agreements by allowing the NATO, if you will.
You know, the president of Serbia just came out and said that. That we're going to, Europe is going to war.
We are going to war. Here's why. The Western world is tanking because of these woke policies, if you, I'm just going to use a cliche, woke policies. There's Taiwan sitting 100 you know, nautical, and basically 100 nautical miles off the coast of China, swinging in the wind, producing the world's chips for everything.
Yep.
And we're not addressing that issue. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir.
All right, thanks, Eric. Take care. All right, he's got a point. Got a point. I think I'll bring that up with Chris Markowski, see what he thinks. I'm sure he's going to love this. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. But this is Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss Automotive, and in particular, their Acura dealership, Moss Acura, located right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, so they're side by side. Now, what makes them special is the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and church pastors too. They offer a tremendous savings program for them for your service to our country. Now, you can find out more by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and thank you very much for your service to our country. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Now, you are a youth coach, right?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to actually do, quite frankly.
Well, we are gonna wish and root on a team from Ridge Manor, which is playing in the Dixie Youth State Tournament up in Marianna, Florida. They've got a game today against the it's the third game. I don't know how many games they're playing, but these kids are undefeated for the year, so they're on quite a roll. And they're playing as hard as they can, so we want to wish those young folks good luck up there in Marianna. Hopefully we'll hear that they're coming back with a championship trophy or something, right?
That'd be great. Either way, though, it's, you know, one of the best things out, you know, out there for your kids. I'm a big believer. And, you know, it's not just youth sports. It's being involved in anything, whether it be sports, whether it be music, whether it be art, whatever it may be. It's really important to get your kids trying to excel at something that they really love. And the camaraderie and the things that you learn from these things translate really well later on in life.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, got to talk about a little money here because we got money just flying. It's growing on trees, okay? Joe Biden is seeking $200 billion for his G7 rivals to compete with the China infrastructure that they're doing over in Southeast Asia.
For G7, in what, $200 million?
Roads, bridges, that sort of stuff.
That's like nothing.
In various countries.
I mean, I don't know what $200 million is. I mean, that'll end up in somebody's bank account somewhere after all the graft is done. But, that's not really much. And why are we giving G7 countries $200 million? They're some of the largest economies in the world. I don't understand this story.
I don't either. But they're giving money to members' countries that they apparently need to have roads built, dams built, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Listen. I don't, G7 countries, they're getting, I mean, let me put it to you this way. The roads here in the Northeast are so bad, it's a national embarrassment. It's like embarrassing. It really is. It's like third world. I'm not kidding. I've lost three tires since this winter. Three. Because of the potholes. How bad it is here. I mean, it's.
Are you talking about the Long Island Expressway in New York?
The Long Island Expressway, it's not an expressway. I think the Oregon Trail was easier to traverse, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't been up there on that road in probably 10 years, but the last time I was there, the only experience I could compare it to would be driving across a field in a couple of tire tracks. That's how rough it was.
No, it's awful. I mean, there's no excuse, especially the type of taxes that we pay up here. I'm on the road a lot. I'm a road warrior, as you know, because of youth sports in the summertime. And, on my way to Delaware this past weekend and, Waze took me through Philadelphia. I mean, it was an absolute disaster. I mean, disaster. You almost have to purchase four-wheel drive vehicles to drive around here just out of necessity because the roads are so bad.
Yeah, and then you bust your axle in the process. Senator Lindsey Graham was on TV yesterday, and he said he believed the economy is going to trump abortion in the midterm elections for being the number one problem in America.
He hopes so. I we'll find out. I know you just based upon Joe Biden's comments from last week that's what they're going to do now. They're going to be running on the abortion story, and they're going to make that the number one thing that they're going to be talking about. I mean, he said it. He said it, it's on the ballot, and they're looking at that as their Hail Mary pass in order to win this fall. And let me tell you something, they might pull it off. They can get people riled up enough about this. I mean, we'll see. The people turn out for this type of
they have got a lot of the younger people that believe that abortion is no longer legal anywhere. They've got a lot of people that now believe that. That's how stupid some of the younger people are.
Well, no, I get that, but again, it's not easy to kind of confuse and bewilder voters, and that's what they're going to try to do. I'm telling you right now that.
Yep.
You're not going to hear much from the Democrats for like the next several days, but they are working hard behind the scenes
yes.
to try to crack this narrative, and this is what they're running on.
I know they are.
Mm-hmm. About the economy from that, it's going to be all Roe versus Wade. That's everything that they're going to be hitting on. That's what they're running.
Yep, I know they are, and I know you're right. How about Wall Street? They finally rallied a little bit at the end of the week and picked themselves back up again.
We'll see if it has legs. I mean, hopefully it does. I'm not a big, like I said, I've never bought into. I understand how bad inflation is and what it's hitting everybody. But, you know, fundamentally, the economy is pretty strong. Like I said, I'm road warrior. I'm out and about, and I'm traveling all the time. And, you know, hotels are filled. The traffic is insane. I mean, it's just people are out doing things. It's busy everywhere. Restaurants are full wherever I go. So it's hard for me to believe that, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket as far as the economy is concerned. Are we going to get a bit of a slowdown? Yes. Do I think a lot of this stuff is a little bit overdone? Yeah, but that's okay. It just offers up opportunities for people who are smart.
Now, I also want to talk about Toyota. You like electric cars, right?
Well, I think that they're fascinating. I don't think that, yeah, I'm not going to buy one yet. They're not ready for prime time.
I'll tell you what you don't want to buy. Toyota is recalling 2,700 of their BZ4X crossover electric cars because the wheels may fall off.
Whoa. And let me tell you something. That's, you know, Toyota. That's got to be, I can't ever, I don't ever, I don't recall Toyota ever having recalls. I mean, these companies, they're Toyota and Honda, pretty much that never happens to them. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, because the wheels may fall off. That's pretty serious.
How the hell does that happen?
I have no idea. I have no idea. So I guess it's wherever the batteries are in the vehicle. That's my guess. Okay, hackers have stolen $100 million in cryptocurrency from Harmony Blockchain Bridge. No idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't either. Again, when I hear cryptocurrencies and NFTs, my mind kind of goes to static. I kind of, you know, basically tune the whole thing out because I still don't understand it. I don't get the point. You know, have at it, people. If you want to go put your money in that, you know, you better be prepared to lose it all.
Right. Now, once again, I want to say congratulations and best of luck to the team that's up there in Marianna, Florida. They happen to be playing the Dixie Youth Baseball League up there, 13-year-old grandson of a friend of mine, and his team have been undefeated. They're playing game number 3 today, so we're going to wish them some luck. And their team is Ridge Manor, so go Ridge Manor.
Good luck.
That? Yep, absolutely. Good luck. Good luck to them is right. And by the way, one last little thing here. A handful of U.S. companies were quick to outline their policies for employees after the nation's top court decided to overturn the landmark ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right for abortion and legalized it nationwide. They're talking about paying for these people to, wherever they're at, have abortions and whatnot, these companies are. And the government right away is saying, better be careful what you wish for. We're going to be right there checking on you.
Well, we're gonna see how this works out. Companies are kind of offering whether or not you want to travel to certain locations to make it part of their health plan. We'll see how this all shakes out.
All right, well, we'll talk tomorrow and see what's going on. You have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check it out. See all the different things that he's up to over there. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. And I'll be right back, top of the hour. Frank Silvato coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.